This is Kaya Biz with Kokuletso Mphuphi on Kaya FM.
Alan Gray, helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Afropolitans, we've come to that part of the show where we're keen to get your questions in, and this time around on everything focused around tax-free savings accounts. Maybe not a new concept that some of you might have heard of. Some of you might already have tax-free savings accounts, but are you utilizing them correctly in order to really reap full benefits of tax-free saving investment accounts? Well, to tell us more, we're joined by the head of retail distribution at Allan Gray, Tamron Lamb, to give us more insight into TFIs. Welcome to the show, Tamron. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good to chat to you too.
I'm quite excited about this conversation because I recall back in 2015 when National Treasury announced that tax-free savings accounts would be launched, because as the title says, tax-free. Who doesn't want that kind of offering? But give us, a gentle reminder as to what tax-free savings investment accounts actually are and how these particular products are unique to the South African market.
Yeah, so I guess what's really unique about them is their attention-grabbing name, because as you said, you know, we hear the word tax-free and it certainly kind of sparks our attention. So if you think about it, the best way to think about what's unique is from a tax-free account is to compare it to a normal kind of simple, let's say, unit trust fund. Typically, if you invest in those, you are subject to various income and capital gains tax. So sometimes the dividends you receive or if you make a gain when you buy and sell the investment. But those taxes that you would ordinarily incur in a normal unit trust are not levied in a tax-free investment account. So basically, you're allowed to invest a limited amount of capital and you don't have to pay any tax on the income or capital gains.
The limit is something important that you've mentioned because that depends on how you make your contributions, either annually or over your lifetime. Remind us of what those figures are.
Yeah, and actually there's two important things about the limits that are important to remember. So the first is that you are subject to an annual lifetime limit of 500,000 and a limit of 36,000 per year. And so it's obviously important to kind of try and, you know, get to that 500,000 as quickly as you can. So, you know, what we would suggest is that you put the sort of first 36,000 of long-term saving aside into a tax-free account. But the second thing that is important to know about those limits is that it's a once-off allowance. And so what I mean by that is, let's say I put in 36,000 for this tax year, and then I work out in July I really need that 36,000, so I withdraw it. Even though I've withdrawn it, it still actually counts for my annual limit of 500,000. So really what we would recommend is sort of only put it there if you think there's a good chance you aren't going to need it.
It's important that you actually highlighted that because I think for a lot of us as investors, we never really understand how to use tax-free investment accounts for short-term or long-term options. But ideally, are TFIs suitable for all investors and for the wide variety of objectives that we actually have?
Yeah, look, in theory, they are certainly suitable for all investors, but I'm not convinced they are suitable for all purposes. You know, because of those two reasons, the fact that the if you withdraw, it actually you aren't allowed to kind of like fill up your limit again, and because obviously the benefits of those gains will compound over time, we really do think they're best suited for long-term goals. So we would see them as a building block for your long-term plan. And the two most common ways we see them used at Allan Gray is the first is as a supplement to your retirement savings. Now, obviously, with the limit, it's not going to be enough on its own, but it's a nice supplement. And the second is, and this is probably the most common, is that people use them to save for their children or grandchildren's educations.
I like that you mention that because I think so often we think, oh, maybe it only helps with younger people, maybe it only helps with pensioners, but it almost seems as though it does address and serve a wide variety of investors, just depending on the long-term investment objectives that you have.
Yeah.
Indeed. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we're speaking to Tamarin Lam, who joins us as the head of retail distribution at Allan Gray. We're talking all things related to tax-free investment accounts. We've given you a background in terms of the limits, 500,000 Rand over your lifetime or 36,000 Rand per tax year. And of course, the understanding that you can really gain some benefit from this in terms of investing for the long term. And Tamarin, that takes us to the all-important question. I know you work for an investment house at Allan Gray, which does offer some tax-free investment accounts, but there are also a myriad of other offerings that fall under the tax-free bracket as well in South Africa. Does this mean that all tax-free investment accounts are created the same?
No, that's they definitely aren't created the same. So if it's called a tax-free investment account, then I would say that that account will carry the same characteristics whether it's offered by, let's say, Allan Gray or Mutual or Sanlam or any of the other financial services providers. And what I mean by that, if it's tax-free, then you know the criteria I was talking about earlier, where all the income and capital gains tax are not levied, then and of course it offers all flexibility. But that really relates to the actual account. So you know when you're choosing to invest, you ordinarily have to make two decisions. First is what account? So let's say, is it a retirement annuity account, or is it a tax-free account, or is it a normal unit trust investment? And in this case, you're choosing a tax-free account. But then, you have to make a second choice, and that is, where do I want the underlying investment to be placed? And you could choose for it to be in something very low risk, like a money market or a cash account, or you could choose to sort of match it to a longer term objective, and therefore you want a little bit more of a potential for higher capital growth, and you could put it into, let's say, a higher equity multi-asset fund, which gives you the benefit of both worlds. So how they're different is that the underlying fund will vary depending on what you choose.
Makes a lot of sense, and obviously that entails a lot more research. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you highlighted potentially using tax-free investment accounts as a supplement to your retirement savings. And that raises the question as to, where does this fit in then in one's broader financial plan? Are there specific questions that I need to ask myself before actually taking action as to how a TFI will fit into my broader financial plan?
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess the very first question is just to make sure you do have a broader financial plan. And often that question is, we believe is best answered in consultation with your advisor, if you have one. And certainly seek advice if you're not sure how it would fit in with the context of your broader goals. And if not, I guess the message I would send is just that most common uses of tax-free accounts are, as I mentioned, to supplement your retirement savings and to save for education. But really, both of those, what is the commonality there is that they are matched to long-term goals.
To close off with, Tamarin, we're in the middle of the month of February, and as we know, at the end of Feb, that's the end of the tax year for 2020, and that might sound like an opportune time for some of us to review our tax-free investment accounts and top up if there is an opportunity, or maybe open up a new one and or top up additional investments in the new tax year at the beginning of March.
Yeah, no, exactly, because, when we spoke about that 36,000 Rand limit per year, it's actually a limit per tax year. So let's say if you haven't done one this last tax year, so from the, kind of February to February, then you should try and get it in before the end of February, and then you'll still have an opportunity to do it in the next tax year.
Sounds good. So we're not missing out on the opportunity by focusing on calendar years, but prioritizing tax years. Tamarin, thank you so much for your time this evening and really reminding us of the benefits of tax-free investment accounts and how to actually capitalize on them. Afropolitans, do be sure to do your research, understand the limits that do apply, and also understanding how withdrawals from tax-free investment accounts, as Tamarin mentioned, does work against you in terms of the lifetime limit that you have to make use of these particular accounts. That was Tamarin Lam. She is the head of retail distribution at Alan Gray. Helping You Secure Your Future was brought to you by Alan Gray. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. That's where we leave it for today, Afropolitans. Kaya Biz has going to end in the next few seconds. But of course, if you missed out on any of the conversations we've shared with you, do log on to our website, kayafm.co.za. Click on FM Rewind and enjoy for your listening pleasure. Coming up after 7, Sidebar with Cindy as Sotumea stands in. But before that, here's Kakel Sekgoto with your traffic update.